Good morning, Tim Roxburgh.
Good morning, Hamish. In today's Daily Telegraph, Navy plays high stakes on high seas. In an exclusive, the newspaper reports the Australian Navy is planning to send another naval frigate through the South China Sea in January. The Daily Telegraph claims the move is a further demonstration to China that Australia will continue to exercise international rights to freedom of navigation. Also in the papers this morning, the flow of Australian Islamic State fighters has hit a plateau, says ASIO boss. The Canberra Times reports the head of ASIO has revealed the number of young Australians seeking to join militant groups overseas appears for now to have reached something of a plateau. The Director General of Security, Duncan Lewis, has told Fairfax Media he believes better community awareness of the problem is helping to put downward pressure on foreign fighter numbers. Tax office set to name firms that paid no tax is the story in the Financial Review. It reports Australian boardrooms are braced for the release of tax data this morning that will name 579 of the country's largest corporations that paid no tax in 2014. The Tax Transparency Report, to be released by the Tax Office, shows 38% of large public foreign companies operating in Australia paid no tax last year. The tornado that hit Sydney yesterday is still making headlines in the papers this morning. Torn to pieces, the day a tornado hit home, says The Australian. Battered, says the Daily Telegraph. And Tornado Alley in the Sydney Morning Herald. It says winds packing 213 kilometres an hour, the most destructive in New South Wales history, swept through the city on Wednesday, lifting roofs off houses, bringing down trees and leaving more than 20,000 homes without power. Speaking of natural events, our salties could head south to chill. NT News reports that Northern Territory could lose its famous crocs to the southern states if global warming causes a rise in water temperatures. A study of researchers at the University of Queensland suggests saltwater crocodiles, unlike other cold-blooded animals, may be unable to adjust to a warmer world. Brisbane is the city of workaholics. It's a story in the Financial Review. The city has emerged as the overtime capital of Australia. New research has found 39% of Australian professionals are doing so much overtime they effectively work at least a six-day week. It also shows 19% of workers based in Brisbane were putting in more than 15 hours of overtime each week. And that's the paper, Hamish.